Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there've been times that I thought I could last for long. Now I think I'm able. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay. That's wonderful. And you're listening to the Cosmic Philosopher. I am Tim Aldred. And another edition, Sam Cooke, Change. All right, well, for this edition, let's see what is in the focus. Came full circle. What came full circle? Come full circle. Prehistory. What is it that come full circle? Prehistory. Bible reconstruct African sexuality to sodomy. It's a big story. It is a big story. And I can tell you this. It's almost a helpless story, whereas African people don't really care. Even though the history of early human beginning, although it makes it very clear, not concerned. So it makes me wonder what else am I to do? Because the history, the world history you can't get this any clearer and to identify the first anatomically modern man. No confusion. All right, who look like us, known as Homo sapiens, wise human beings, yes. Wise human beings appeared Africa this is information that people have to want to know, you know, people have to have priority in order to make this real, you know, because for some people it won't mean anything to them, and for quite a few reasons, their background, you know, by the time that they are learning about these things, yes, but this is it. These wise human beings appeared in Africa, not in Europe. I know. Not in Europe. So, do you expect to find government jurisdiction? For African outside of where it tells us here, appeared in Africa between 150,000 and 200,000 years ago, recent evidence should indicate that they began to appear outside. They began recent evidence indicates that they began to spread outside of Africa around 100,000 years ago. You understand that? It's nothing about Europe. Nothing about Europe. And nothing about any European starting life in Africa. We're not seeing none of that. So where were those Europeans? They are not found in the record. Okay. And there is no records that European had any system of government whatsoever. Now, it's difficult for people to pay attention to this type of information. Because clearly, what is noticed in this history is that it shows that prehistory shows no prehistory created an history for Europeans. None whatsoever. Never once refer to it as though they had an existence. So, what happened? What happened? What if we were to just wipe out the memory or what we know about we come to know now about white people. Since the earliest record doesn't tell us anything about white people as being civilized, portion of civilization. Life would go on and people would enjoy their life. But now we find out that there is madness that springs. Madness springs kind of madness are we talking about? Sodomites. These white people are sodomites. And they decide that they are going to turn the world into sodomy. That's their program. That's their, that is what they decided to do. And what the black people reaction to that? See, because for those of us grew up in church, and like for myself, you know, the early youthful time of that information about about Jesus came from heaven and come to earth and all that. It's just that it is time for us to just use commonsensical ABC and realize that Jesus Bible story, Adam and Eve in a garden, those things are totally nonsense. Whereas we have the world living before the white people begin to show themselves off and how, you know, they begin to, did we begin to show ourselves off outside of Africa? Is like 100,000 years ago. And this is the problem. You know, how we, the civilized people, allow these monkey another type of madness imagine that unfortunately these these white people they decided to they begin to trace the steps of the Africans because they don't have anywhere to go. They don't have anything to do. All right? So this story that they have about come from heaven and all this kind of stuff. If you had any type of logical sense of reasoning, we don't pay those things no attention. We are not getting that happen. If I found a place nearby that takes walking for the COVID testing, I will go and pick up a rental car in the morning. Then come back and pick you up and go get the best. So, so the problem is, black people are, black people are destroyed by the story of Jesus Christ, which is a delusional story, lie, by these people. You see? Yes. That's what has happened. Because the amount of black people that say they believe in Jesus and wash the saints' feet and stuff like that. If by now we don't realize it is a dunce nonsense, well, a lot of us not going to bounce back at all. So, my friends, it will be nice if those of us still alive and well understand where we are in time, and will keep our eyes on the truth. No? Yeah?
The falling leaves drift by the window, the autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Okay, I think we are still in tune. Let's see what this is going to tell us.
Change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay. Change. I'm looking at change here from the perspective of who are the civilized people in the world. According to the World History textbook, Africa is the first country on planet Earth to seed the first anatomically modern human people who look known as Homo sapiens sapiens. Wise, human being appeared in Africa between 150,000 to 200,000 years ago. Recent evidence indicates that they began to spread outside of Africa, You see, all this purity, African pure civilized blood we're talking about purity of civilized blood began the first anatomically modern human people look like us. All right. This was before all of this. These white people who were introduced to, you know, go and hunt the world, find black people who are willing to believe in Jesus Christ. So they come with Jesus, which is not a story at all. And they manage to make up all these stories. And black people don't really give attention to whether or not these stories are true. And here we are today, a victim of uncivilized thinking. Imagine that. So, what am I to do with the first anatomically modern human people
who look like us. The first civilized. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. So if we decide to throw out the evidence of Africa's first civilization written in clear language, long before anybody in Africa know anybody history. Call by name or anything like that. Because these people, remember now, they don't have where they're coming from, you know. If these people are able to come and tell you that they are civilized, right, then, you know, something is wrong. Something is wrong because they have been doing nothing except peeping Tom and paying a lot of attention, emulate behavior of the Africans, because they never had anything at all. And here they come and displacing us. See, my friends. Well, you know, I'm glad that there is always an end to everything. And as far as I can see right now, we need an end to this whole bunch of sodomite fuckeries. Because these white people, Homo erectus, they don't know anything else, and civilized interbreeding Neanderthals, they interbreed up. Now, even at that time, nobody know them to be anybody but anybody civilized. Okay? And they began to carry on these type these kinds of doings until eventually you have people who are believing in them, you know. All right, it's very, very hard for me to come to this point in life and to see that the end of civilization comes down to what they call the Bible. You know, and government and all this kind of stuff. That it's all about sodomite exercise. And Oh, gosh, no. That's awful. That's awful. Let's see. Let's see what this article has to say. Yes. All right. Let's try and see if we get a little sense out of this here. That defines American policy from Mexico. What? Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. So it's that defines American policy from Minneapolis, similarly, April 30, 1990. Short of killing the law, you think about this. In the world history textbook, we are reading something about people who are not mentioned into world civilized writing, and yet still it is them who are plagued with mental problems as first, like nobody else has done, started out to rush the Neanderthals. These white people begin to rush these Neanderthals. Yes, to impregnate them. This is what was going on. So what is bothering us today is not because the facts are not in front of us. The facts are with us. There are people who don't care about what the facts say. The federal, what is it? Short of killing the law, added dismembering was approved. The federal government outlaw savagery, which the Constitution, 13, June 16, 2020, it's time to reckon with the anti-black brutality that defined America, American. Now, since when these people come into African territory so that they are considered to have a claim of government in the Western world. Imagine that. Do you understand that? How crazy and fanatic and sexually confused that they have an opportunity to do something like this. Now, when something is just wild, mad, crazy, that's what it is. And when we decide that these white people are going to take control doesn't make any sense. It's a shame. You see? Because there is no reason why I was grown up in church and was giving my all attention to the services, only to find out that these white people are scam artists. So when they talk about AD and Adamani and stuff like that, I hope you know that AD and Adamani A.D. Anadamani. It's an hoax. It is an hoax. And if you are there giving your wealth to the caretaking of A.D. Anadamani, now, we're getting down to the point where they will have to give account for foundation on which these white people build AD and Adamani. It's close. It's at the door. You see what I mean? Yeah, because these faggots, that's all they are about. And they want the African people to slide into sodomy. That's what they want. They want the madness of fucking us. That's what they want. You know, my friends, my days be preserved. Huh? why federal government use AD law? Kill Africans. Why? Search instead for which federal government use AD law kills. You know, I mean, these people are clever enough to do all kind of things that doesn't make any sense, but they find a way to make use of it. Well, the U.S. government kills black people with impunity. Both at home and abroad. Yes, because their uncivilized thinking is based upon the fact that they are interbreeding. They are interbreeders with Neanderthals. Yes. And then once they get done with that, they were ready to pick up the next segment of it, my friend. Come on. You're out there and you talk about AD Anno Domini and you want to find out what AD Anno Domini has to do. They are imitating everything that the black people have established. Okay. And here we are like we are not, we do not originate anything. It's so sad, so sad, so sad. So sad. Don't have a lot more to say about this, but I want to say to you, in as much as I have spoken a lot before, I will just hello. Yes. I'm okay. Yes. Yes, my friends. This is what is going on here. The world has become a hiding place for the sodomites. Really. So it's only when the good Lord is going to just close down everything and you will find out what AD Anno Domini has been all about. It wasn't about African existence of law. And these white people think that they are wise enough to get away with it. My friends, open your eye, okay? Someday, it will soon be over with. And those who think that they are, seeking the lost believers. if you allow that, well, that will be too sad, sad, sad. We know what the civilized knowledge is, and therefore we stick with that. You have to sort it out for yourself. When they talk about why federal government use AD law, why federal government use AD law kill Africans? How about that? No, nothing to do with it, right? Because who's talking anything about it? You know, it's just that everybody's going to just get old and die. You see what I mean? But the thing is, are we responsible to all our world civilized? Yes, it is. But what about those who don't want to protect our civility? Can't stop others from defend our existence of civilization, right? So right. So I'm just saying, well, you do the best for yourself, and hopefully we may live and find a few days where people have a civilized sense and not the portrayal of these white people who want just that they fuck each other's ass and that's all they want. You see? Because they don't know anything better. That's all they know. And, you know, so I am going to say, you take care. I don't have a lot right now, but I hope that as whatever I have said, that all these old bunch of Reconstructionist teaching, that what they are telling, they feel good about it. And I want to see an end to these old bunch of nonsense. Really. Because it is unfruitful for these white people who spend so many times in trying to create more sodomite relationship. Imagine, they spend their time trying to do that. You know? The law had it. Dismembering was approved. The federal government outlaw slavery with the Constitution, 13th Amendment. Listen, my friends. I leave it to you because only what you are convinced of and I know that what we are looking at today is the theme of bringing African people who demonstrate clearly that they're not concerned about what is ideal and what is originally civilized knowledge. You see? And they're going to try to go around and around and around . See, they don't belong to a government. How can they belong to a government? They don't know what government is. They don't know what a government is. They don't know what the law is. I hope someday we'll all come into a glorious dawn. You take good care of yourself, and I hope that you will enjoy your day, and that you do not waste your lifetime. They are happy about gaining church members. And I am saying to you is that there is no civilized way or any substance given to federal government, because the day will come when they are going to be asked, what is AD and Adamani versus BC? Where come from? Where AD and Adamani come from? And they won't be able to tell you. By this time, these faggots, they have taken all the wealth. Yes. And you never know. But if you don't know, you don't know. But if you try to know, then you know. But I try to deliver a good a good insight as to who we are as civilized people. You see? And don't allow them to fool you, for they are they are only imitating, and the time will come when their appetite will let them down, because now they turn out to be nothing more than criminals. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.